A few moments ago, we heard St. Paul tell us that our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he'd given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then he took the cup. "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The priest in the Eucharistic prayer later in this service, taking the bread and then the wine, says, "Do this in remembrance of me." And the priest says this every time the Eucharist is celebrated. We remember what Jesus said and did. We reenact those events at the center of our faith. In this special service, there are more reenactments. We've heard the testimony of St. John that Jesus got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. In a few moments, the canon in residence and I will remember by reenacting that act of humble service. We shall wash between us the feet of 12 members of this assembly. We shall remember Jesus' instructions to his disciples, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another." Later, after we've received the bread and wine, the body and blood of Christ in Holy Communion, there's a further reenactment. We shall move the Blessed Sacrament, the consecrated bread and wine, from the high altar to the altar in St. Margaret's Church next door. The consecrated species will there be reserved overnight in order to be offered in Holy Communion to the people who attend the solemn liturgy of the Passion and Death of the Lord here in the Abbey Church tomorrow afternoon. Our little procession from this church to the church next door will reenact our Lord's last free movement, when he left the upper room and crossed the brook and walked with his disciples to Gethsemane. As the procession passes you, think of our Lord Jesus Christ himself walking to Gethsemane and honor him. In St. Margaret's Church, we shall be invited to watch and pray, remembering the words of Jesus to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." To Peter and James and John, he said, "I'm deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and keep awake." And he came back a little later, you remember, and found them sleeping. And he said to Simon, "Peter, are you asleep? Could you not keep awake 1 hour?" Some of us in St. Margaret's Church will try to watch and to pray, to stay awake with our Lord Jesus Christ for one short hour as we prepare for Good Friday. What should be our thoughts, our prayer? Foremost, I suppose, in our minds will be our Lord's agony as he contemplated the prospect of his death. St. Luke gives the most vivid account. Jesus prayed, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." St. Luke goes on, in his anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. At the beginning of this service, we sang the great hymn, "Praise to the Holiest." It's from John Henry Newman's poem, "Dream of Gerontius," which Edward Elgar was to set to music. The hymn praises God for his loving wisdom, for his wisest love. One verse we sang, familiar but difficult, speaking of God's generous love, runs like this: "O generous love, that he who smote in man for man the foe, the double agony in man for man should undergo, capital M man, small m man. What is this double agony endured by Jesus, the Son of Man, in smiting humanity's foe? Most of us can only imagine, thank God, the agony our Lord Jesus Christ endured on the cross, the agony of physical and mental suffering, the sheer bloody mental and physical pain of being tortured and then nailed to a piece of wood and hanging there for hours, fighting for breath and feeling the life ebbing away. So was the second agony of this double agony the agony in the garden? No, but surely there already Jesus was entering into the greater, the second agony. That second agony, surely, was the agony of separation suffered by our Lord Jesus Christ, Son of Man and Son of God, separation from God. St. Mark records his cry of dereliction. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lima sabachthani," sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" So, what must that second agony have meant for Jesus? Many of us will have had times when we feel close to God, when we're aware of his presence with us. But to be one with God, to be aware of his presence in every moment, seems in this life beyond our reach. And yet that is the loving wisdom, the generous love of God, wisdom that looks foolish to the eyes of the world. St. Paul wrote, "We proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles, but to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength." Our Lord endures the agony of separation from God to break down the wall of separation between God and humanity. He opens the way for our separation from God to be ended. The wall of separation can only be broken down by a human being who has divine power. Through the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are able to enter into the very life of God himself and to share God's life. Jesus reenacts in us his own triumph on the cross over sin and death. That's above all what we celebrate tonight, our reenactments, but Jesus reenacting in us his own triumph on the cross over sin and death. He offers us tonight the precious gift of himself, the gift of his body and blood. He offers us that gift every time the Eucharist is celebrated, as we stretch out our hands to receive the bread of the Eucharist and to drink from the cup of salvation. So our Lord Jesus Christ pours his life into ours to reconcile us with God, to unite us to himself, to God himself. Cause for praise indeed. Praise to the holiest in the height, and in the depth be praise. In all his words, most wonderful, most sure in all his ways. Amen.